Vegas covering the sun, Summer League, when you
made
your debut, so they gave it to me. So I apologize, I might cover some things that folks already asked, kind of general
stuff. That's okay, no worries.
Appreciate it. So just talk about, in general, coming, your thoughts on this, and, you know, coming to this team.
Oh, yeah, I guess just really happy to be back. We had such a great year in 2007 that, you know, have a heap of great memories. I love playing with the girls. I love the style of play. There's really nothing that I don't enjoy about being in Phoenix. And so, yeah, just really pleased to be back and to be back in a familiar setting.
If this team doesn't win a ring, if it doesn't match the, you know, the result of the 2017s, is that a disappointment for you? Does that make coming back not worth it? Or?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think any competitive person, you know, that comes back after a championship is just completely refreshed and coming back with a new goal and a new target, and definitely not anything to do with 2007. It's just, you know, playing good basketball again and trying to reach that goal. You know, I feel like we definitely have the team to do it, and if we don't, you know, it won't be anything to do with, you know, a disappointment after having done so well in 2007.
So there's obviously some familiar faces, but also some new faces and changes. How do you compare the teams?
Yeah, there's some really exciting girls here. I mean, Samika, who I've seen play for a number of years, and DB, who's just really exciting. She's so talented, and Lacroix, who I've played against but never been able to play with. So just a good group of girls. I'm still getting to know the, you know, what they do best and what they how to play best with them. But it's all exciting.
Is your role, and obviously you're still kind of working your way back in, but mm-hmm. is it clear what your role is going to be? You know, a couple weeks from now, maybe when the playoffs start. You know, are you coming off the bench? Playing a three, playing a four?
Look, it's really up to Corey. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's an opportunity for me to get back from injury. They're really helping me training. The trainer is really helping me rehab the injury and just coming back slowly. Whatever, you know, is ahead of me is up to Corey and the coaching staff.
A huge game on Tuesday up in Seattle against Lauren.
Yes.
Obviously, you're feeling well. How do you rate yourself? Are you at 90%, 70%?
Look, that was my second game back after I finished in the end of April. So, you know, it's obviously I'm not feeling 100%. I do feel really good. My ankle feels great. That's the most important thing at this stage. I guess, you know, it'll be a good opportunity for me to get a few practices in before this next game and hopefully be feeling just a little bit better on Saturday.
Talk a little bit more about the game against Seattle, kind of big in overtime.
You know, really, it was a little bit of deja vu. You know, Corey had me in at the four, so that was, you know, something I haven't done since 2007, so it was interesting. And, you know, it's a lot of times when the other team has two bigger posts, it really works in our favour to have me in as the four and being a bit more versatile. And, you know, it worked out well. I was just so happy to play with these this group of girls. They were just so hungry for that game, and they were doing everything possible to get the win. And that's not always the case, and it's a lot of fun to play with that sort of hunger and just love of the game.
Yeah, the way this team plays, just the running, did you kind of notice the other team breaking down? Coaches, they ran out of timeouts again, they were just exhausted.
Yeah, you see it often playing this style of game. You see towards the end of the game that you have actually, a lot of teams can keep up with you for three quarters, you know, maybe even three and a half, but it always sort of wins out, and that's always Corey motivating us to keep running and keep playing our style and not slowing it down the way other teams would like us to.
And a four-on-one road trip, if you come back and play the team with the best record in the league. I guess, how does the road trip first off prepare you for that?
It's a good test mentally of how a team's sitting. I think, you know, it's not easy. We were on the road for a long time and a lot of games and a lot of travelling, and that's not always easy, and some teams can lose their focus. So we know that we have the focus, and we know that we can come out on the court every game and be really in the right frame of mind. So I think definitely knowing that we've done that and that's behind us now, and looking to this really great team that we're up against, we know that we've got the mental toughness to get it done.
And then just looking at Indiana, I mean, you know, coming back from road trip, you know, a tough, welcome home to a very tough team.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a kind of is it kind of good in a way to kind of get that kind of test on after getting back, or you know, what do you look for here?
I feel like we played better against the good teams. I think we've had, I haven't been with the team that long, but I feel like in what I've seen that the girls really focused and really motivated when it is a good team against Seattle, you know, played amazing basketball, and I think that'll be the case this Saturday.
Do you consider any other teams? I'm sure lots, probably all the teams would have been glad to have you. Did you consider coming in back?
No. For me, it was never a case of not being happy at Phoenix. It was just Olympics, ankle surgery,
sure.
Other things that have kept me away. But I'm always happy here in Phoenix. I love the city. I love the club and the girls, obviously. So, yeah.
Throughout the season, actually since media day at the beginning of the season, both Kathy and Diana talked about you and kind of were a little bit vague and the talk and sort of hinted at he's coming back.
Yeah.
It seems like it's always been part of the plan to a certain degree.
We're good friends and we chat, and the main concern for me was how my ankle would pull up after the surgery. And you know, you never know with these things how it's going to go. I've had people have the same surgery and go really well and others have problems, so I didn't want to put it out there unless I was sure that things would be okay. So, you know, I didn't have my best season in Europe because I had some problems with the ankle, and now that that's all cleared up, so that was the real test for me, whether I would come back or not.
I think all I've heard about the ankle is reconstructive surgery, it's a little bit vague. Can you tell us a little bit more about what...
In the Olympics last year, I rolled it really bad, and it's an ankle that I've done continuously throughout my career, and just got to the point where it was too unstable to keep playing. I kept rolling it, kept re-injuring it, so got to the point, you know, I'm 28, after a few good years of basketball, that it needed to be fixed up properly. So what they do is just tighten the ligaments so that you're not continuously rolling it and it's more stable.
And does it feel loose, the right amount of looseness now, or is it stiff?
It feels great now. No, it doesn't feel stiff at all. It just feels what it should be like, a normal ankle, but if you haven't continuously injured it over sort of 15 years, it feels like really good now. I shouldn't have any more problems.
Good, thanks.
Yeah.